Hi, I'm Nyla Boodoo, and welcome to Axios Recap, where we dig into one big story. It's Tuesday, October 12th, and we're focused on big tech. Senators at the Facebook hearing last week used an analogy we've all heard before. Big tech is having a big tobacco moment. How do they compare? Well, the first lawsuits against tobacco companies were in the 1950s, and it took decades for meaningful reform for a product that still causes more than 400,000 deaths each year. Are the harmful effects of social media sites like Facebook and Instagram that clear-cut? In a moment, Ina Fried on the challenges to regulating big tech. And we're joined now by Axios' chief technology correspondent, Ina Fried, with more on that analogy of how big tech really compares to big tobacco. Hey, Ina.
Hi, Nyla.
Let's first start with, is this a fair comparison? Why are people making this?
I think it's a somewhat fair comparison. I think it's not totally apt. It's fair in the sense that, you know, you're talking about a product that's widely used, that also has some harms that are reasonably well understood, but that the companies have researched and known but tried to hide. I think that's the strongest piece of the comparison, but there's also some key differences.
What are those?
I think one of the things that's super important to keep in mind is when you talk about tobacco, you were talking about companies that were largely producing the same thing. They were all making different, similar cigarettes. And then they didn't change a whole lot over time either. So it was a pretty static target to go after. And even still, it took decades to go from understanding that cigarettes were harmful to meaningful change through regulation and litigation and legislation.
It's obvious, Ina, today what the health effects of tobacco are. One reason there are regulations and restrictions on smoking is that more than 400,000 people die every year because of it. Is it clear, as clear-cut, what the harmful effects of social media are, especially when it comes to Facebook and Instagram?
It's not. I mean, when we talk about the harms, there's some element of addiction, which, again, I think is where people get the parallels, that people are constantly checking their phones. But the harms are more diffuse, and they're often contributory. Are they making people, you know, young teens with potential for eating disorders, are they making them more likely to develop actual eating disorders? Is it furthering divisiveness? So in a lot of cases, social media is an accelerant, whereas with tobacco, that was the problem. Like, it wasn't like smoking was making you a little bit more likely. It was significantly harming health. And I think that's going to be the tricky part. And the other piece that's really difficult here is you don't have a First Amendment issue when it comes to smoking. I mean, you have a little bit of individual choice that certainly came up as an argument. But here, you're going to have the First Amendment as well as Section 230, this internet communications law, as hurdles to both regulation, legislation, and even lawsuits.
Because you mentioned Section 230, Ina, can you explain what we need to know about that?
Section 230 is this piece of the broader internet communications law that basically protects online publishers that put out information. It basically says they're not responsible in most cases for these individual postings. And I do think we'll see this challenged. I think we will see people say social media isn't just posting it, it's amplifying it, it's making sure far more people see it. But it is going to have a tough hurdle with both this specific Section 230 of this law, as well as the broader First Amendment issues at play.
What other challenges do you think there are in terms of quantifying the effect of social media, in terms of just gathering data about this?
It was hard, even in the tobacco days, to say, yes, you know, this person got lung cancer. They probably got it from smoking, but how do you prove it? It's much tougher when we're talking about technology, because how do you say that someone was radicalized by social media? Or, you know, how do you quantify the harms of anti-vaccine or COVID misinformation? It's going to be really tricky to say social media is exactly responsible for this. I think it's going to take some creative approaches that we probably haven't seen yet in any of these fields. And remember, with tobacco, it was a mix of regulation from the FDA, laws from Congress, and private lawsuits. And I think we will see the same combination of all three with tech, but I do think we're likely to take longer. And then the other piece that we've talked about is tech is a moving target. Oftentimes, legislators in particular are looking at tech as it was yesterday, not today, and certainly not tomorrow. And I think that's going to be another real hurdle.
You mentioned litigation. I was surprised to learn that the first lawsuits against tobacco companies started back in the 1950s. What role do you think litigation will play in regulating these big technology companies?
Well, we've seen in the past that legislation is a piece of it, regulation is a piece of it, but that private lawsuits by other companies or by individuals can have a big impact, not just with tobacco, but also in technology. Microsoft, in its heyday, was facing lawsuits not only from the government, who was seeking to crack down on what it saw as abusive monopolistic practices, but also from other companies that were harmed, from individuals who feel that they've overpaid. I think we will see litigation play a role, but again, what exactly do you sue Facebook for? It's pretty tricky these days to say Facebook is why my family member got COVID. Even if you can prove they saw misinformation, there's TV, there's other forces at play. So I do think we'll see it. I do think the interesting angle that I'm looking for is, do we see people sue Facebook or other technology companies saying that while Section 230 and the First Amendment protected your right to post this, your algorithm, your harmful algorithm that didn't weed out misinformation caused this specific harm? And again, I think this will be a tough case to prove, but I do think it will be something that's tried, and it will be interesting to see how courts react to it first, because they have to decide if it's even within legal limits, and then juries after that.
This whole conversation is making me realize that it's sort of the hindsight of history that we think there was uniform consensus around cigarettes, and that's because it's been all of our lifetimes. What stage are we at with big tech?
Yeah, so if you think about it, I mean, my whole lifetime, and I'm not that young anymore, we knew cigarettes were bad for you. There wasn't a question. And there was still in my childhood, you know, people smoked on planes, there were ashtrays in restaurants, people smoked a lot of places. So it was a long time not just to settle on the fact that there was clear harm, but to do something about it. We're still in a different stage with social media. We're still having debates of, is it more harmful than helpful? What are the harms? So we're still in the very early stages. And I think the piece of the big tobacco analogy that's most sobering is just how long it took to regulate tobacco, which had pretty clear harms. Again, the product wasn't changing very fast, and it was pretty much the same. A cigarette you bought from Philip Morris wasn't that different than the one that came from R.J. Reynolds in terms of its health impact.
We keep talking about big tech and focusing on Facebook or Instagram. Do we also see other social media as culprits like TikTok?
Big tech is this unfortunate term that we tend to throw around, and I'm guilty of this too. Really, we should be talking about social media in this case, in which case we absolutely should be including TikTok. There were some smart pieces recently that point out, you know, we're talking all this about Instagram. We should really be talking about TikTok because that's where the teens are spending their time. Or if what we mean by big tech is Apple and Amazon and Google, which we often do in the antitrust context, those are each separate. And that's also what makes this really tricky is if you're talking about the harms of Facebook, you're talking about a really different issue than when you're talking about whether Apple or Google have monopoly power over their app stores or whether Amazon has too much control in retail. These are really different things. So you don't have the clear-cut similarities that you had with big tobacco where all the companies were the same.
What are you expecting to see next when it comes to regulating Facebook?
I think the thing that's most in our future is more hearings. And the reason hearings are so attractive to legislators is they don't actually have to agree. They can each have problems with Facebook, and a hearing lets them all air all kinds of grievances. So you might hear about one thing from Democrats, you'll hear about anti-conservative bias from a lot of Republicans. In order to have legislation, in order for them to move forward, they'd have to agree on what the problem is, and today they don't even agree on that. And more tricky, they'd have to agree on a solution. And lots of people who know big tech is a problem, who know social media has its problems, aren't real clear on what the right solutions are, especially if you're going to do it through legislation, again, where you've got the First Amendment, you've got Section 230 and other things.
Axios' chief technology correspondent, author of the daily Axios Login newsletter, Ina Fried. Thank you, Ina.
Thanks, Nyla.
Welcome back. Here's what we're watching today. Is it the end of the customer is always right? Service workers across the country are fed up with customer behavior, writes Axios business reporter Hope King. And it's not just that. What's the knock-on effect for our economic recovery? You can hear lots more about that tomorrow on our morning podcast, Axios Today. And we're done. I'm Nyla Boodoo. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we're back tomorrow with another Axios Recap.